Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us, too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and, I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, we're jumping back into week 5 of The Artist's Way. And this week, it's all about recovering a sense of possibility. Last week, I talked about how a lot of us fall into a virtue trap, the trap of what we think we should be doing instead of expressing our true creative self. But the real trap of the virtue trap is that it doesn't appear self-destructive on the surface, despite the fact that it really, really is. So throughout this chapter, Julia Cameron reminds us that answering the "are you self-destructive" question is difficult to answer. To begin with, it requires that we know something of our true selves, and that is the very self we've been systematically destroying. She says one quick way to ascertain a degree of drift is to ask yourself this question. What would I try if it weren't too crazy? Would you go skydiving or belly dancing? Or would you try to get published? Would you buy a drum set? She says, once you've created your list and it looks exciting, even if a little crazy, that's good. You're on the right track. But now ask yourself this question. What would I do if it weren't too selfish? Would you sign up for skydiving or scuba diving lessons? Would you sign up and take an in-person belly dancing class? Would you go on a deep dive down Facebook Marketplace looking for a drum set? She says that by embracing our internal desires, even the crazy ones, we connect with our world of creativity in a way that kind of depletes the shame that we often get, which tends to put us in that virtue trap to begin with. She offers a virtue trap quiz. It's a fill-in-the-blank, so I'll leave a pause wherever there's a blank. She says, the biggest lack in my life is, the greatest joy in my life is, my largest time commitment is, as I play more, I work, I feel guilty that I am, I worry that, if my dreams come true, my family will. I sabotage myself so people will. If I let myself feel it, I'm angry that I. One reason I get sad sometimes is. Is your life currently serving you or only others? Are you self-destructive? The next section she dives into is forbidden joys. And this is an exercise where she starts with, one of the favored tricks of blocked creatives is saying no to ourselves. It is astonishing the number of small ways we discover to be mean and miserly with ourselves. When I say this to my students, they often protest that this is not true, that they are very good to themselves. Then I ask them to do this exercise. The exercise is to list 10 things that you love and would love to do, but are not allowed. Maybe it's dye your hair blonde, or go on vacation, or direct a play, or move to a bigger place, or become a famous director, or buy cowboy boots, or enroll in classes. Very often, the mere act of writing out this list of forbidden joys will break down the barriers to doing them. If you put that list in a highly visible place, you can come back to it and start knocking things off that list to remind yourself that they were not forbidden and the thing keeping you from them was yourself. She offers a wish list exercise where we literally just write out 10 to 20 I wish statements because she says, since wishes are just wishes, they're allowed to be more frivolous. But the thing is, we frequently ignore them, though they should be taken seriously. The tasks for this week, in addition to the exercises, are as follows. 1. The reason I can't really believe in a supportive God is, and she tells us to list 5 grievances, saying, quote, God can take it. 2. Starting an image file. If I had either faith or money, I would try. And list 5 desires. For the next week, be alert for images of these desires. When you spot them, cut them out, buy them, photograph them, draw them, collect them somehow. With those images, begin a file of dreams that speak to you, and add it continually for the duration of the course. 3. One more time, list 5 imaginary lives. Have they changed? Are you doing more parts of them? You may want to add images of those lives to your image file. 4. If I were 20 and had money, list 5 adventures. You can, again, add these images to your image file. 5. If I were 65 and had money, list 5 postponed pleasures, and again, collect those images. 6. 10 ways I am mean to myself are... She says, just as making the positive explicit helps allow it into our lives, making the negative explicit helps us to exercise it. 7. 10 items I would like to own that I don't are... She again reminds us to collect images for our file. Number 8. Honestly, my favorite creative block is... TV, overreading, scrolling your phone, friends, napping, you name it. Whether you can draw it or not, be honest. Number 9. My payoff for staying blocked is... She says this topic in particular is a good one to explore in your morning pages. And number 10, the person I blame for being blocked is... She again reminds us that this is a good one for the morning pages. And there is something really beautiful about the concept of believing in possibility. If you've ever heard of manifestation or that book, The Secret, where you can just think things into your life, does have some scientific power. We've talked about it in past episodes, but because of something called confirmation bias, our brain is constantly supplying us with evidence of the things we believe. So if we tell ourselves and convince ourselves to believe that the world is infinite and abundant and available to us and it wants us to do well, then we will start to notice more of the things that feed into that narrative, rather than a more repressed narrative that we've all been shoved into by being humans on this planet. But it makes sense. If you think everyone's out to get you, your brain is going to note and remind you every time it feels a confirmation of that belief. So bringing to the forefront what is typically unconscious in our belief system can be really helpful to either getting rid of those beliefs or improving those beliefs to be more conducive to a life you want. Because the real meat and potatoes of this book is that we become more intentional. And the more intentional we get with what we want out of life is just one piece of the process. We first have to get intentional with what we've thought we wanted out of life, what we believed we deserved out of life, so that we can get past all of those blocks and limiting beliefs that we never chose with intention. And now, for once, we get to be intentional about it. Tomorrow, we'll dive into week 6, which brings us to the halfway point of The Artist's Way. In the meantime, I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.